Well, good morning. This is forecaster Dante Brown Royal reporting from the Weather Vant Storm Prediction Center. This is our episode number one of the Daily Model broadcast or podcast, whichever way you want to call it. And this will be under our podcast section on the click down menu. And you will see a Daily Model rundown. That's what we're going to do most of our model rundowns from. We'll do some deeper analysis, especially during the winter or hurricane season. But for right now, we're going to just do daily model rundown today. We're going to go over the GFS hour model all the way out to hour like 240, and we're going to talk about it just a little bit. Well, not even 240, 180, because I really feel it's not long range is not really accurate with this model at all. So you start off at 6 hours, which is today. You're dealing with the remnants of a storm up there and up in Maine and leaving off in Canada, headed off towards New Zealand. And then another storm system getting its act together, which will be a main factor in our rainstorm that we're going to get on Friday around the panhandles of Texas and the southwestern Texas. As you go ahead, you'll probably get some heavy rain around Dallas and Houston, and probably some severe weather as well as this storm system gets its act together down there. And what it's going to do is going to merge with a piece of energy that comes off the west coast. As we get into to Friday, as you get into like early Friday morning, you might have some light rain in the mid-Atlantic. You'll be raining in like Cleveland, Ohio, and it'll be a warm rain or mild rain, whichever way you want to put it. And the main low pressure system is going to primarily go to the west. This is according to the GFS model out at hour 54. You have some moderate rain, and then a coastal low starts to develop, and that's what's really bears much of the watching, because the DC metropolitan area, we're in the rain, but it's not heavy. It's periods of moderate rain, but depending on how strong it, this low pressure system gets, and if it rolls up the coast or if it goes out to sea, we won't get much heavy rain at all behind it. But if it rolls up the coast, there'll be some heavy rain. But the GFS model at hour number 72 has it really just kind of almost falling apart and reorganizing off the coast, and then zipping up the coast. So the heaviest of the rains at that point will be up there in Boston, and it will be a rain scenario up in Maine, where they've had so much snow this year. So this is a Saturday, April 27th, about noon. This is hour 78 on the GFS model. And if you're just joining us, or if you just skip to the middle, this is the daily model rundown for April 24th, 2019. This is the 60 GFS model. And then you have the another storm system that is dropping out of the west, and it's you're getting this nice little bit of heavy to moderate rain with some snow mixing in Minnesota. It'll be probably a nice rain snow mix as it encounters some colder areas. You get up into Michigan and northern Wisconsin, they might have a pretty decent snowstorm on their hand, a good 1 to 3 inches of snow as you head out to next Sunday, and northern Michigan especially, and areas of southern Canada. And it's going to drive some colder air in behind this. No doubt about it. It won't be cold, but it'll be a little chillier than it's been. And this is out to hour 120, and that's where we're going to end our GFS model rundown. We'll probably be temps in the 60s and 70s, seasonal for this time of year, around April 29th, which is on Monday. We're going to switch gears a little bit. Other model we're going to look at, we're going to do two models a day. Typically, we're going to do the Canadian and the GFS, because those are the two models I like during the summertime and springtime. The European is okay. I like that more for winter forecasting, though. As you go to hour 6, 18, 30, it has the same scenarios for the most part. They're pretty much in agreement, except for when you get to Friday, it's around 4 a.m., it has most of the rain to the west of Washington and the Mid-Atlantic. Cleveland is getting hit with some pretty hefty rainfall at this point in time. And then you have some lighter rains, some light rain coming through. Almost like for about a good 12 hours of light rain, light to moderate rain. So it's a little different scenario than the GFS out to hour 84. The colder, there's more colder air. It's still primarily a rainstorm up there in areas of Maine, and the heavier rain is towards Maine instead of being around Boston. This model, though, on Saturday, April 27, has the low pressure that comes in from the west, though. That we're going off to the Midwest now. The one that's in the Midwest comes and dips down. And what I really have noticed is that this storm system that's in the west is dipped further south, which means that there's colder air involved because this storm that came across the east, and that shows the difference in the two models. This one is digging a little bit and is going, the trough is going negative, which drives colder air down, which makes the next storm be driven down farther south. So this is hour 84. There's some snow into South Dakota, some pretty hefty snows maybe, and you're barely getting much of anything at this point in Minnesota, except maybe a little bit of light rain. And Minneapolis might get a little light rain, light snow mix. And as the storm really wraps up, as you get into the storm on the East Coast, really wraps up, you're talking about some heavy rain and some strong winds in the Mid-Atlantic and in the Northeast, especially into New England, as this other storm is really on its heels. And the storm that comes out of the Midwest, by the time you get to hour 120, has really started to fall apart. And usually when storm systems get that close, one steals energy from the other, because there's not as much lift left in the atmosphere. So it comes through as a little light rain in the Mid-Atlantic, and then quickly moves off the coast, and more high pressure builds in behind that, and you will have a rebound in temperature, still a colder temperature. So the end result ends up the same. The Canadian model has a little bit of a stronger storm. So that's all for today, folks. If you have any questions, like, comment, and subscribe on our YouTube channel. This is the first podcast that we've ever made on weatheradvance.com, so please let us know how you enjoyed it. And we will be striving to do one daily model podcast rundown at least once a day, if not once every couple days. So with that said, this is forecaster Dante V. Brown Royal from the Weather Advance Storm Prediction Center. This is produced by the Zone Network, and the executive producer is Denisha Swan. So everyone have a wonderful day and enjoy the weather, because it's the only weather you've got.